You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 4, season 6 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor. Ooh, little puberty in the voice there.
I get it out, buddy.
Here with Nick Reynoldson. How you doing?
Doing great.
Life's good?
Everything is just rolling along.
So 11-1?
81-1. It's going to happen, man.
I can't see anybody ever beating this team.
No. I don't know, man. Like, it just feels like we're never going to lose. Every time I'm like, there's no reason we should lose, ever.
I agree. 81-1.
Feels good.
As always, on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. Let's do this. Drake, here's your money.
There you go, buddy.
Anything going on with Drizzy lately?
No. Not a lot.
Things
happened
are okay
with Drizzy. His Spanish record is doing quite well.
He's a Spanish record?
You're damn right. He's taking over the world.
Wow. Good for him.
Global ambassador for real.
No kidding.
He's like a hit single with Bad Bunny, and it's all in Spanish.
Love it. Here's a little more money for that.
That's a big move, though, just to take like a few months and learn how to say one verse in Spanish.
He pulls off the accent then? And
yeah,
okay.
No, it sounds like a Spanish dude.
That's great.
I think his house is done soon.
Can't wait. Can't wait for the invite.
I can't wait to see the Jersey room.
I'd assume we'll get to do a couple podcasts there.
I assume. We got to fund for him, so we got to get...
Yeah, we got to drop off that money at some point.
Yeah, we know where the house is. We'll pull up.
Thing one.
First time in franchise history, a West Coast sweep happened.
That's pretty crazy that we... That's the first time in the history of the team that we won a West Coast trip. That's pretty insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is.
A lot of trash teams, though.
Yeah, Sacramento looked really good, I got to say. They got a lot of really good young players, and it's kind of cool because I like their fan base. I like their commentators. I like that franchise.
I think they're going to be fucked anyways, but they got a few nice. You know what I like the most about Sacramento is that De'Aaron Fox wears two different color shoes.
He does.
I respect that a lot.
And man, picked him up on my fantasy team this year. Has not let me down.
Yeah, he's good.
Very, very good player. Sacramento looked great. The Lakers, I didn't actually see that game. Did you?
Yeah.
How was that?
The Lakers suck.
all right.
But LeBron didn't look like he was trying.
No?
No. You know how LeBron has those games where, like, he did them in Cleveland where we'd come in and we'd beat them and LeBron would just be like, okay, just want to see how much I need to do for next time?
Right. Right.
He has to do a lot, though. A lot.
Well, they've got Tyson Chandler now.
To save the goddamn day, that's what they need. Tyson Chandler. Oh, also, shout out to JaVale McGee's mouth guard.
What's that?
It looks like grills. It's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a shiny gold mouth guard. Everyone should do that shit.
Wow.
I think Willie Cauley-Stein, also his was silver. I'm pretty sure.
Interesting. Can we get those?
Trill Will, yeah, we should get those.
For the Comedy Records?
Dude, I do want a mouth guard. Speaking of that.
Really?
That's my biggest fear of my life is getting an elbow, like fucking up my teeth. It's
definitely possible.
It's terrifying.
Mouth guard would be good. I'm always scared about twisting an ankle.
I'm like, if you fuck up my teeth, it's going to bankrupt my family. I don't have benefits. I can't afford to fuck up my teeth.
Comedy Record grills are on the way.
You can break my ankle, no problem. I'll limp places, but I fuck up my face? That's insane.
We may have won the game, but the guys with the grills won the battle.
They won the battle.
Or something.
They won something.
They won
sure.
life.
Yeah. They look cool.
Yeah. They got nothing to worry about.
Trill, Will, Cauley-Stein.
I don't know, man. Watching the Sacramento game last night, they played sloppy in the first quarter. Sacramento looked good, and they were still tied for most of it.
Sacramento just tried way harder.
And the Raptors
like, you guys got to relax, okay?
Sacramento hadn't played since Saturday, so they had all this time off. And they're young, and they came out flying, and they're at home, and the Raptors still destroyed them.
Yeah, no
like,
problem.
They're just like, all right, here we go. And then just boom. It was like they turned it on.
Yeah. Flipped a switch.
We're never going
to
lose.
No, Kawhi Leonard's a goddamn robot, and when he wants to
he's unreal.
Score, he's going to score.
But then even when he's not playing, the team's insane. We Kyle just have Lowry.
An amazing team.
Kyle Lowry is the MVP of the league right now. He is.
No arguments with that.
Holy shit, that guy's taking his game to another level.
And every year he's like underrated. Every year people are still like, Kemba Walker's. Are you fucking out of your mind? Kemba Walker is better than.
Not even close.
Kyle Lowry. No.
The whole team. Pascal Siakam's got that spin move.
Pascal Siakam. He's
just working it.
He's going to be an all-NBA player soon.
He is. I like your pick was for on the opening episode. He's the most improved player.
Man, I said last year I think this kid could be like special. It's not nuts. Like a good. Like he could be wicked, dude.
Nuts. To the point where he was doing the spin move so often against Sacramento that their commentators apparently were like, as soon as he got the ball, he's like, what do you think he's going to do? Spin? And then he did it, and they're like, yep. And
it's a new JV pump fake. You know he's doing it.
But it keeps working.
Yeah.
So God love
him. Because he's faster and longer than everyone. It's weird to watch him play, man. He's such a like bendy, twisty man.
He does. I mean, because he always talks about how he used to be, or he grew up being a soccer player.
Yeah.
And you can kind of, even though he's tall, which would be kind of weird, but you can see it.
The footwork,
the way the man runs. Mm. It's
ludicrous.
And then Steve Fisher, Kawhi Leonard's college coach, Fab Five coach at Michigan, and former Sacramento Kings coach. I didn't remember that.
Don, I didn't know that. Anyway. No, assistant coach, though, I think.
Okay, yeah. That makes more sense, because I did not remember him being
there. No, I'm pretty sure he was an assistant.
Anyway, he was going off about, he was talking to Matt and Leo, and Jack, and he was going off, being like, this team, I didn't realize how good this team was. Mm-hmm. They're unbelievable. He's like, I try and watch them whenever I can.
Yep. And that was crazy. It was his first time seeing Kawhi Leonard play as a pro.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's insane.
But I guess it makes sense because the man's working.
Yeah, he's got a job.
He's got bills. Steve Fisher's got bills.
He's
got
to pay.
He puts his pants on like us.
Virgin Mobile every month.
But yeah, just to hear him go off and how much he was loving up the team. Things are good right now. Things are good.
They feel too good? No, I don't even feel like something is going to go. Like, I think the team is so good.
I mean, I'm nervous. You get that, like, the other shoe is going to drop. You're just too good. Someone's about to die.
Yeah.
You know?
Norman went down for our sins.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Poor guy, man.
Man, he was just starting to turn it around. And then,
I think.
On, like, a nothing play, going through that screen. Ugh.
Poor Norman.
But you know what? If there's ever a good time to be injured, it's right now, right? You'll be back.
Yeah, get all the injuries out the way now.
Get it out of here. But, yeah, it's going so well that you're right. It is kind of, at least I feel nervous. We're just like, you know, like something's going to, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just because we're just used to disappointment.
Positivity.
Yeah, but we're, you know what? Like, we're not going to be disappointed until at least the playoffs. So
we're
let's ride it out.
Yeah. We have no reason to feel shame or sadness.
Until May.
Until the second round when the Wizards catch fire and take out the Raptors in four.
Yeah,
life is good. Can't really, there's nothing. And the other thing too is like watching the games, just like every time someone comes in, like, oh man, OG's in now. Awesome. That guy's awesome. And it's like Fred VanVleet's in now. Oh, this guy's awesome. Yeah. JV's in now. This guy's awesome. Like every freaking player on this team is nuts.
Yeah, until you get to Malachi Richardson.
You know what? We all
Malachi
need a little,
comes in.
We need a little Malachi every once in a while just to keep us honest.
What a luxury it is to have such a good goddamn team. You don't even have to watch. I know we're going to win.
I was talking to our buddy Dylan Gott the other day, and he's like, it's one of those teams, and he actually compared it to the Argos when they had Doug Flutie that year, and it was like, he's like, they're going to win every game. Like, they're going in, and you just expect them to win.
Yeah.
Like, they're so much better than everyone, which is November 29th, Golden State are in Toronto.
That's it.
That's going to be an insane game.
Hopefully it's not a back-to-back and Kawhi can play.
Is there any team that concerns you?
Milwaukee. I'm fucking terrified of Milwaukee, always.
I agree. Milwaukee still bothers me, too.
They're just so long and
deep.
And I didn't know they could shoot that many threes. That was insane.
Yeah, they're good. They are very good. Boston is still very good, of course, too. But we can play Boston.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, though, there's something about that team that makes me nervous. Yeah. I definitely agree on that.
They're just so long.
I was thinking the other day, too, I kind of hope, but it's too late now. Like, we need some more of that traditional Raptors under-the-radar stuff, you know?
It's not going to happen with
Kawhi. It's
fucking
gone now.
Yeah, no.
We're over the radar. Mm-hmm. We're on the radar.
Yeah, man. We were the biggest goddamn news story of the offseason, right? So it's like now.
Yeah. Everyone's watching.
Yeah. I mean,
and now.
Well, we're showing them what's up.
Yeah, yeah, living up to it, but it's there's a target on the team now. There's no.
Well, they're looking for something every single chance they can. Even when every time they talk to Kawhi, it's nonsense.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
When he went out to LA, he's like, "How does it?" They asked him like, "How does it feel to get a hug from your family? Is that important, Kawhi? How important are hugs?" And he was like, "Do you like hugs, dog? Like, what are you? What? Yeah, it's fucking great. I love my family. What the hell's wrong with you?"
I wish he answered it like, you know, athletes always give like the standard whatever answers. And yeah. He's just like, "Well, you know, it feels good to get love from my parent, my mom.
Feels good.
When I go
you
home,
know?
That embrace is, you know, the kind of nurturing I need.
You know, it's a business. Can't always get the hugs, but when you get them, yeah. You know, we savor them. It's good.
One hug at a time. Yeah. I don't want to, you know, look too far into the future, yeah. But this hug helped a lot for today.
Can't get too happy, but the hug just got to stay in the middle. Not too sad, not too happy. Right in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, another. Speaking of his mom, though, Steve Fisher was going on about how close he is with his mom and how
well,
much.
He said, yeah, that's the reason he came to the school, right?
To San Diego State, right. And she is good friends with Norman Powell's mom, I believe.
Yep.
And Norman Powell's mom loves the city of Toronto.
Goddamn right.
Kawhi Leonard's signing that extension. Stand here, guys.
Well, we gave her son a goddamn future, Norman.
We broke it down.
We gave you a goddamn record contract, and you fucked us. So you better help us keep Kawhi.
We'll get his mom a condo.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Daily hugs.
There you go. Same building as Kawhi.
Whenever the man wants. Get yourself a hug, Kawhi. That's what you get when you stay here.
Cousin Norm.
Did you think they'd be this good? Like this good?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
That's what's crazy. It was like, I said they're going to win 65 games.
Yeah.
And they're going to win 65 games, and we're not really going to care.
No,
like, yeah, we got Kawhi Leonard. Obviously, we're going to win 65 games. And then it's just so crazy how, like, we just have to enjoy this season. Like, it doesn't matter until we get to the playoffs. We got this guy.
No matter what.
Do some fucking work in the playoffs. Yeah.
So let's enjoy this.
Enjoy
shit,
it, you know? No matter what happens after. Yeah.
And
stop asking the guy stupid-ass questions.
Also, to that West Coast sweep, he didn't play two of the games, and they destroyed without him.
No problem. No problem whatsoever.
Life is good.
Thing two.
You went to a game.
I went to the Philly game.
Let's get some updates, some 411s.
Oh, it's loud.
Yeah.
It's loud in there.
Oh, good.
Seems like it got louder from last year or I'm a
old
year older.
Barry's going to go in and start bitching and everyone's going to be like, "Hey, you're old."
And I got there too early. I got there an hour early. I thought tip off was at 7:07.
No.
Got there at 6:30.
Oh,
game was at 7:30.
Okay,
so I was there for quite some time.
Were the players out shooting around at 6:30?
Pascal Siakam was out there getting up some work, man.
Of course he was. Were there fans there? Or was it just you walking around the
just
arena?
Just fucking me,
you
me
and
my
girl?
Girlfriend. Easy in, no lineup. Walked right in.
Not bad.
Took the stairs up.
Okay, so let's break this down. First of all, food. Did you get any?
I did. We got a little selection.
Okay.
My girlfriend got the chicken fingers and fries.
Okay.
Standard.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Good chicken fingers.
Good. Fine.
Not mad at it at all. Great plum sauce, whatever the sauce they give you. Fantastic.
That's what I like to hear.
I think they give you four chicken fingers. Decent size.
That seems fair.
And I got the buffalo chicken wrap. Not the biggest fan. Very, very cafeteria-esque. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Did it come with fries?
It did come with fries and a shit ton of fries.
Fries were okay?
Fries were all right.
Hmm. But the wrap itself, not so good.
Not doing the wrap again.
Where did you guys get the food from? Like, was it a specific, like, did you get the chicken fingers from Pizza Pizza? Do you know what I mean? Was it like a, or
it
just
was
a standard?
It was one of the food stands.
Whatever the things
the
are,
general
right,
food
right.
stands, yeah.
Okay.
The next move is to get one of those, like, smoked meat sandwiches because they got a little, that's the next move.
That sounds pretty good.
They got three sizes of beer.
Hmm.
I almost got bamboozled into buying the medium-sized Raptors collectible cup.
Oh.
But
you don't want the cup.
I didn't not want the cup. I'm like, that's pretty cool. But there was significantly less beer in it.
Well, then you don't need the cup.
And the large was 50 cents more. I'm like, we got to go for the large.
What are we taking a cup home for?
Yeah.
What was the cup? What did it look like?
It was just a clear plastic Raptors logo on the side. Looked like a little cup.
Okay.
Like a medium beer cup with a Raptors logo on it.
How much was a large beer?
Buddy, Jesus Christ.
Yeah?
I'm putting in like $17 easy.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. They're doing all right then.
They're doing good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So sorry, but just not to dwell on it, but why was the buffalo chicken wrap not good?
It just tastes like cafeteria food.
That's too bad. All right. Won't cross it off the list.
Yeah, it wasn't crunchy enough. You know what I mean? It just, just tastes like... Like, I'd rather have the chicken fingers.
Right.
And you give me the tortilla, and I wrap it myself.
How? And the in-game ops were loud? Were there more of them?
There's more shit going on, Barry. I don't know if you're going to be happy.
Hmm. Okay.
I didn't know this, but you can tweet at Four Corners song requests.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So no, I'm going to definitely fucking...
That's great.
Ask for some Temptations when I go next time.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
Motown that shit up.
Get some Etta James going. I don't know if he'll play him, but I'm going to... You better believe next better time ask, I go to the game, I'm tweeting him the full fucking week in advance, every day.
What do you... What are the extra in-game ops, though?
Like, so after everyone hits a shot, they got, like, some sort of drop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got... Oh, I can't remember whose is whose, because I was drinking large beers all evening.
Right.
But they definitely got Kendrick Lamar going, yeah, yeah, after someone makes a shot and...
Kawhi, maybe?
Whoa! There's that still. They're still trying to force
I've seen the flag on TV.
Oh, they're still trying to go that woo for Kyle Lowry.
That's good. Every single player has a drop?
Almost every basket, there's some shit happening.
Wow.
Yeah!
How's the game intro?
It was all right.
Yeah?
It wasn't that crazy. It was all right.
It's good. Okay.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the in-game, like the people coming up to the crowd,
okay.
To the seats, you know what I mean?
Oh,
is that
still
going on?
Let me tell you how there was three goddamn people in three of them at the same time. Oh, and legit, one time I was like, yo, bro. And he's like, oh, sorry, my bad, dog. And he ducked down and dapped me up.
Oh, God.
But he legit was standing there. I'm like, hell, yo, trying to watch the game, man.
Unreal. You should have chucked that useless chicken wrap out.
I know. I ate it.
Just, yeah.
I needed it to soak up that beer, buddy.
Probably a $40 chicken wrap, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of it. I ate the fucking paper as well. Dip that in plum sauce.
It's a good idea. What are they doing? Are they giving away t-shirts? What are they doing?
What the hell? They weren't doing shit. They weren't giving anything away. They were just pumping up the crowd.
Were other people reacting to these people?
You can definitely, like, people were, like, leaning their heads. Like, they were in the way. There was three of them.
Dude, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, okay. All right. So just to recap, summarize, overall experience compared to last year, better? Same.
Oh, here's less. Something. You haven't been yet to our seats there.
Right.
That we got.
Yeah.
There's, you know, so there's a glass there, right? Because they're right in the aisle. You know how they have that glass so you don't flip over and kill yourself?
Yeah.
There's a chip on the top of that glass. So it's not like 100% see-through. Like, the glass is very clean. So sometimes you, when you look to the, you know, right-hand side, you got to look through the glass, kind of.
Yeah.
There's a little chip on the top of it. And that, like, kind of. You kind of know that there's glass now.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So fucking MLSE, get to it.
Yeah, you got some money.
Get up in the 300s, fix that
sell
plexiglass.
A couple more $17 beers.
Steal it from a fucking Leafs game.
Just anything.
Take a board and put it up.
So better, same, not as good.
The team's better, so it's everything's better.
So everything's better.
It felt great, and we destroyed.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Who did you see play?
Philadelphia.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. You saw the most handsome man, Ben Simmons. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
That's right, yeah.
And that... Oh, that's the game... They won huge on that one, right?
Yeah, we killed them.
I mean, I guess we won huge on every game.
Yeah.
That's the game that great picture of Joel Embiid came out where he looks like he's fainting.
Yeah.
Oh.
We squealing.
What a day. Awesome.
Looking at a real man, Kawhi. Also, I haven't heard you say this, but I know this bothers you a lot, but I don't think it will with Kawhi Leonard. But you don't like players sitting. And I was always like, who gives a shit? But I was like, that was a back-to-back, and I was going to lose my shit if Kawhi Leonard sat. Like, I remember hoping, I'm like, please, God.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, yeah. I don't... He's a different...
See what I mean?
He's a special case.
So it's like when people are sitting LeBron, you understand now.
But he's different. He's coming back. He didn't play he played 9 games last season. We want to keep the man happy.
All right.
I'm okay. I'm okay with the man resting.
That's what I'm saying. When it's your team, you're cool with it.
Yeah, no.
But I would have felt ways for sure if he played Milwaukee and then sat out Philadelphia. I would have been furious.
Oh, it's tough. That is tough.
Also, so when Kawhi sits, is he on the bench or no?
No, he doesn't. But this is the thing. because I saw someone tweet Eric Smith about this.
Yeah.
And Eric Smith made the point that a lot of the times if someone's, you know, because he had that jammed foot or whatever, which apparently isn't even a real thing.
Jammed foot is not a real thing.
There's like doctors saying like, I don't know what this is.
Jammed foot. Which Twitter. Is good. That's what we want.
Right. Yeah.
Already a made up injury. Jammed yeah. foot, dog. What?
Yeah. But apparently.
Get those hugs, baby.
They're getting. Just hug his foot. His mom just shows up. Could you just please hug his, embrace his foot for the next 24 hours?
Rub his foot, mom.
Apparently, he's getting treatment the whole time.
Right.
And it's not a weird, uncommon thing.
Yeah, he's in the back.
Yeah.
Working on his shit.
It's not a. Eric Smith was saying it's not uncommon. It's not an issue. But a lot of people have asked him that. So he said he's probably in the back getting treatment. It's fine.
It's because we're all like have that in the back of our head, like,
well,
please love
we've been
us.
Before.
Kawhi,
we've
please
been
love
burned
us.
Before.
A thing three.
This is awesome. At this year's All-Star Game, the team captains will vote for teams, and it's going to be televised.
Thank God.
Holy crap, I can't wait to see this.
That's going
to
be amazing.
So the new format for the All-Star Game features two captains, leading vote getters from each conference, picking their teams playground style. From the available pool of All-Stars, it'll be done on national television. The selecting of All-Stars is still done in a traditional format, voting from the fans. Players and media determine the starters, while coaches choose the reserves. That pool of players is then drafted by the two captains. Here's the thing, man. Last year, it was LeBron and Steph Curry. Yep. Those guys are both at West now.
Yeah.
So one of them, probably LeBron James, is going to be the captain. Who's going to be out East?
Kawhi motherfucking Leonard, baby!
Dude, could you imagine if it's Kawhi fucking Leonard?
And he just points at people? He doesn't speak? You.
Yeah, that'd be great. Or he doesn't know other guys' names? Yeah. He's like, I don't, who's that?
Yo, 35. It's Kevin Durant. Kawhi. Played against him a lot of years.
Yeah.
Yo, I want that tall guy.
Yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge. He's like, who are you? I don't recall seeing you before. Woof! It's going to be great. I cannot wait to see this.
Think Kawhi's going to pick DeMar?
Whoa.
Holy shit.
That's a great question.
That would be amazing. He picked DeMar and Kyle, puts them back together for a bit.
Holy shit. I like that.
And then
like
Kawhi doesn't pass him the ball.
I guess, so seriously though, in the East, Kawhi Leonard or I guess Giannis?
Or Embiid?
Ooh, yeah, that's true too. That's a good call.
Embiid might get it.
Yeah.
Get more votes than Kawhi probably.
Right. I could see that.
Because he's talking shit on Twitter.
Right. Either way, man, this is going to be amazing.
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be hilarious.
God
I'm
bless.
So happy they,
The NBA, God love them, does listen to their fans. Yeah. And they're not afraid to, like, make adjustments, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they did with this. When the players complained about the schedules and the back-to-backs, they, like, extended
Fix
the
that.
Season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Adam Silver. What a fucking G.
Cooking.
This guy knows what he's doing.
He knows.
Man, really... Really can't wait for that.
Do we know what our city jerseys are yet?
Yeah, they're like the OVO ones.
But
white?
White,
yeah.
Are those the ones that we saw leaked at the beginning of the year?
I think so. They're okay.
Yeah, I actually like the black ones better, but
I agree.
We'll see them.
Yeah.
Because the Minnesota Prince ones are fire. And then the Miami Heat ones are what they're just black now, which looked crazy.
But did you see the... LeBron tweeted at them asking if he stole that from his kids' team.
Yeah.
Do you think they did?
Aren't those the exact same, just black?
Yeah.
Weren't Miami's and they just put a number on the front?
Yeah. It kind of looks like the other way around.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Yeah. Hey, man. The guy's the GOAT. He can say whatever he wants, though. That guy stole.
Space Jam 2, goddammit.
What do you think about that, by the way, Space Jam 2?
This is where I'm like, oh God, now I'm going to be the old guy. You know what I mean? Now I'm like,
yeah,
buddy, you're fucking up my childhood.
Get ready, man.
What are you doing, bro?
It gets worse.
What are you going to, they're going to draw Bugs Bunny better? It's going to be, it's going to look sick.
Is Looney Tunes even on anymore?
I don't know. I don't have cable.
But Touché.
I would watch it if I did have cable and it was on.
Yeah. Okay.
Who do you think the Monstars are going to be?
Wow.
KD's got to be in it.
Yeah.
I assume Steph will be in it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Embiid, maybe? He's a big character.
Yeah. I think that we go like Dwight Howard, though. I'm trying to think of people be in a movie. Like Dwight Howard. Does Dwight Howard even play this year yet?
He's on the Washington Wizards. Yeah, he's also on my Hamilton Skyhawks fantasy basketball team.
What a pick, Barry.
Listen, desperate times call for desperate measures. Been really lacking in the rebounding. Had to pick him up.
I don't know who the bigs would be. I think Blake Griffin would be in.
Oh, definitely. That's a good call. Definitely.
Space Jam, and definitely. He'll be a monster.
Yep.
So we got Blake, KD, Steph.
Is there like a Muggsy Bogues type guy who's like...
But you think Kobe Bryant will be in it?
No.
I don't know, man.
Nope.
He's got a fucking Oscar, so...
Well, you want some... I don't think they put rapists in cartoons. I'm pretty sure. Not the cartoons I grew up watching, anyway.
You know? What do you mean? Pepe Le Pew's a rapist? What are you talking about?
He is not. He's a lover.
not my cartoons, anyway. Not my childhood.
No.
That's amazing. You know what, obviously, Michael is going to be in it.
Ooh, like a cameo.
Yeah, he has to.
I guess so. I wonder if Bill Murray's in there.
Yeah. Yeah, who are the comedians? Because, you know, they're going to update the comedian. You know Kevin Hart's going to be annoying in that.
Yeah. There's your short guy. Hey, guys, I'm short.
Yeah. Why are you on the Monstars? You're not a basketball player.
We know, Kevin. We know. That's really good, though. I got to think about that more. But I like...
Russell Westbrook's going to be on there.
Ooh, he actually looks like a monster already.
Yeah. He's not even going to be cartoon him.
No,
he's normal.
Russell, just stand in front of the camera. Yeah. Thank you.
You mean with these green guys? These guys in green costumes?
You're fine. Just keep wearing your overalls, Russell.
All right.
Man, that's good. We gotta revisit that, I think. But I really like the ones you've already suggested. Blake Griffin, for sure. Steph Curry, for sure.
KD, Westbrook.
Westbrook. And Braun. Not a bad cartoon.
It's all right. We still need another Monstar.
What's that?
We still need a big on the Monstars, though.
JaVale McGee.
Yeah. He could be in there. You know LeBron's going to push for some Lakers on that.
Yeah, that's good, though. We should definitely revisit.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Or tweet us and tell us who you think.
Hit us. That's great. There we go. Now we're interacting.
There you go. Now
hit us up on Twitter.
Online content.
Take two, thing four.
Time to recap the all-handsome team.
Speaking of polls, you idiots.
You got lit up.
Badly.
Deservedly so.
I don't agree.
I'll say. I think it really came down to the coaches were the biggest... sort of sticking point.
Yeah. To be fair, I think I won the Kelly Oubre, Aaron Gordon battle.
Right.
But I lost the coaches war by a lot and all week. And people reminded me every goddamn chance they could get.
Forgot to put up the Kelly Oubre, Aaron Gordon.
It's
but
all
yeah,
right.
You
had bigger fish to fry.
I'll default that. That's fine. That's your win. So for the poll, who's the more handsome coach? Quinn Snyder and Luke Walton. And, you know, we talked about this the other day, how crazy it is. They just went on a road trip and faced both these coaches. We didn't even consider that.
Back to back.
This was just naturally saying these guys are handsome
eyes. We didn't know. It just worked out.
And then boom.
Universe, man.
Got a nice look at them.
You got to see both of them.
57% went with Luke Walton, which still blows my mind that it's even that
I told
close.
You, man. There's some closeted Quinn Snyder fans out there. They're just not coming out because they saw me get crucified.
Well... he got 43% of the vote. Checking in on the answers from Twitter, William Liu said Fizdale or Spo. Spolstra is a really good pick, actually. Kind of overlooked him. Abnormal Bias tweeted at us, how many burner accounts did Nick make to make this poll close? Quinn Snyder looks like Kramer after experiencing a lifetime of smoking in 72 hours. I agree. I was searching for burner accounts.
Man, during the Utah game, they put up a picture of young Quinn Snyder, and I was like, that's what I'm fucking talking about.
Well, we're living in the present. We're not living in the past. God
damn it.
Casey hit us up. Walton looks like fourth down the line on the evolutionary chart, and Snyder looks like he lives under a bridge. I believe that's a vote for Luke Walton.
Right, I don't know if it is. I think he just shit on both of them.
Simon is so tired, said Eric Spolstra, and it's not close. And he tweeted a picture. I kind of agree with Simon, actually. Eric Spolstra is one handsome man. Greg Mason, it's slim pickings, to be honest. Maybe Lloyd Pierce, certainly the best dressed. He also looks the least frayed and sleep-deprived of the bunch.
That was my second choice, was Lloyd Pierce, the Atlanta Hawks.
Well.
Should have went with him. But no, I stand by Quinn Snyder. I'll die on this hill.
Shashank, I'm astounded. Neither of you picked Brett Brown. He's got some rugged good looks. I could see that. Oscar Garcia, Or excuse me, Oscar Lynn Garcia. Yeah, but he might be getting fired after this game. Great job, man.
He's talking about Luke Walton, yeah.
Buddy, Luke Walton is secure, according to Magic Johnson's latest statement. So
oh, yeah.
He's just going to keep being handsome. The fifth quarter. You got to be kidding me. Snyder is our look like a bomb for Brad Dourif, a.k.a. Grima Wormtongue, a.k.a. so many other insane evil conspirators. Also, he play coached at Duke. He's not a fan of Quinn Snyder. That no. guy.
You know what? I will say that that poll was close, but I don't think anyone tweeted defending Quinn Snyder. I never got that. No one was like, yeah, Nick, I see what you're saying. You know what it is, Barry? I've been playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2 lately. Oh, yeah. Quinn Snyder reminds me of a cowboy that got out the game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's a great analogy as well. It doesn't make him handsome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it does. He's got character.
Don Huna, whenever I see Quinn Snyder, I think of Cyril Sneer from The Raccoons.
Oh, yeah. No, that one killed me. That one made me laugh very hard. Shout out to The Raccoons, man.
Man, I used to love that
Talking about cartoons. There's a nice Canadian
Yeah,
cartoon.
Every once in a while, we'll just show up on a Sunday night and be like, oh, the Raccoons are on. Fuck yeah.
And Raccoons have their theme song was fire to The Raccoons.
Yes.
Great.
Really enjoyed it.
Great job.
Raptors Republic. Here's some Spank Bank material for Nick. And they tweeted a picture of Quinn Snyder.
Yeah, Raptors Republic is flagrant. They added me personally, God damn it. Flagrant.
Thank you to everyone who hit us up and reiterated that. I mean, it wasn't so much that people were agreeing with me, it's that they were disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
So I'll take that default win all day.
Yeah, that day, man. Numbers speak for themselves. See, Luke Walton wins this round. And you know what? People are wrong every day, so God bless you all.
Also, speaking of the all-handsome team, since we announced the starting center and sort of crowned him as the most handsome in the league, Serge Ibaka is... What is it, 26 of 28?
27 and 30 or something like that?
27 of his last 30 shots have gone in. That's the power of the all-handsome team right there.
He looks so good.
He doesn't... It's crazy.
Is this Dwayne Casey's fault?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is, right?
It's Nick Nurse's positive influence.
But like we knew last year, like, this guy's got to play center. We all knew that last year. And we, like, he cannot play with JV.
Right.
We all knew that as fans watching. So it really was... Was it Dwayne Casey trying to put a round peg in a square hole?
I think it was a combination of that and then the confidence and reassurance he got in himself after hearing that he made the all-handsome team. And we said that he was probably the most handsome in the league.
Yeah, even with the cricketing.
That confidence is going to take you to that next level.
Yeah.
And you're not going to miss... You're going to miss 3 of 30 shots.
Even Danny Green was in the weight room with Serge. He's like, I'm doing whatever the hell this guy's doing.
Yeah. It's great.
Serge was just dancing naked in front of a mirror.
You know what? Danny Green, maybe he's on the bubble for next year's all-handsome team. I don't know.
Danny Green?
He's okay.
Stop it.
Well, listen. He respects Serge that much.
I love Danny Green, but his head
he's
is too
so
long.
Good.
It's too long. He's got a long head.
He looks like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Danny Green. Yeah.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Think fast, think five.
Twitter questions. First one, Robbie Darch. What is the greatest team ever assembled in sport, and why is it the 2018-2019 Toronto Raptors? Robbie, you're right. It's a great question. And I think the reason is because, as Raptors fans, we deserve this. Because we've been loyal and faithful and consistently heartbroken. So now... The universe, the basketball gods are just like, hey, guys, here's the greatest team in the history of organized sports. Enjoy.
Yeah, there it is.
Sounds good. Chi Hung, a dozen games in, has there been a consensus nickname yet for Scotia Arena? Not feeling the vault. How do you feel about Tangerina?
Tangerine is hilarious. But I'm still calling it the ACC, man.
I know.
That's the nickname. ACC, goddammit.
I was in Miami last week, and people were calling it the Air Canada Center. I didn't correct them. I was just like, yeah, no, that's right.
It's like Sky Dome.
Yeah, exactly. It's burned in our brains.
It's what it is, ACC.
But Tangerina, though, Chi Hung, that's pretty funny. Because I guess Tangerina, as you were saying, it's associated with Scotiabank. That's a thing. Boom.
Tangerina is great.
Yasin Patel Kawhi drafting All-Stars as Eastern Conference captain live on TV. Fun guy.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I told you, man. He's going to point.
Yep.
Yo, tall guy.
The NBA guy. What's more likely to happen? Raptors going 81-1 or Barry finally knocking out one of those t-shirt guys at the ACC?
Well, that's a... We'll see.
Yeah.
If actually, three of them come, you're hitting somebody for sure.
I mean, guys, you were just saying that there's more of them out there now.
Yeah, there's a swarm of them.
But that being said, 81-1 is as likely as anything in this world.
Exactly.
So, I'm going to go with 81-1. I'm a pretty big pussy in general. Not much of a fighter.
No.
So, I would... Here's what would happen with the t-shirt guy. I'll throw a punch or a soda or something at him. Probably won't knock him out, though.
No. You'd probably just throw back the t-shirt.
Right. Would I strangle him with a t-shirt? Maybe.
Who knows?
That might be how I make him unconscious, but I don't think that counts as a knockout.
No.
So we'll go with 81-1. A BD. With the amount of spin moves, I'm starting to think Pascal Siakam is a washing machine. What brand of washing machine is he, though?
Wow.
Kenmore.
Nice.
Is that a brand?
Yeah.
Of washing machine?
It's a brand.
Done.
Samsung.
I don't think that's a washing machine, is it?
Samsung makes friggin' everything, man.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Make fridges, whatever you need, bro.
Wow.
High tech.
Samsung makes fridges.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Holy shit.
Samsung makes a whole wide range of product.
That's awesome.
Can I just actually look that up?
Yeah, go for it.
Samsung. They got some fire goddamn fridges.
Wow. Big ups to Samsung.
I don't know how much fridges are, but the Samsung ones are $5,000, so.
Wow, that's a good fridge.
You better believe it. It's a smart fridge. It's got like a iPad built into it.
Oh, good. We need those in our fridges.
Yeah.
Iman Amin, top 5 best Raptor player commercial.
Oof.
I'll say at number 5, almost ironically, was the Hito Turkoglu pizza because he was calling in sick, which he actually did.
Yeah.
Number 4, Primo Pasta.
You got to go Andrea Bargnani.
Sure. Number 3.
Now we start getting into the GoDaddy.
Ugh.
The BMO commercial. It's a talking basketball.
Oh, the one that talked to Kyle Lowry?
Yeah.
Okay, that's number 3.
The one that both of us auditioned for.
Yeah.
And they clearly picked a Southern black man to do the voice.
Yeah, surprised I didn't get that one.
Me too.
Okay, that's number 3. Number 2, the peanut butter one this year, the peanut butter and jam.
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
Fred VanVleet.
Yeah.
And Siakam. And number 1.
Jakob Poeltl's just sad as shit every time he sees
really
that commercial.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Turns it off.
Number 1, let's go.
It's got to be Itty Bitty Ballers, man.
Think so?
Dude, the first time I saw JV in his jersey painting a figurine was one of the funniest things ever.
Done. Itty Bitty Ballers comes in at number 1. Mr. Dried Airbags. Thought on the McDonald's Wraps promo logo. Gotta say, I don't hate it.
It's the MMR thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I just give me my fries, man. I don't give a shit how you dress it up.
Interesting, though. Oh, like it's the ball was bounced. Oh, that's pretty good, actually. Yeah, I like that.
There you go.
Right? Like it's like the that's where the ball was bouncing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I guess that's what it is. Like a karaoke thing? Because that's like an R. M-R, right?
Yeah. Like why the... Oh, it's an R.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a lot of
There's
a lot going on.
Hey, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
That's a successful print ad there.
Great question, Mr. Dried Airbags. Great logo.
Shout out to McDonald's marketing. They get us every year.
They got us
with the Big Mac
killing
last
it.
Year.
Oh, yeah.
Good God, McDonald's. Whoever's in their print team.
They should be sponsoring this podcast.
Round of applause.
They're here either way.
Yeah.
Send us some fries. Hirishi Bakshi, should we put all Raptors on a diet of worms and chicken legs so they start playing like Serge? Hashtag, how hungry are you? Yeah, I think whatever Serge is cooking in that YouTube web series, just...
I love that, like, cooking. It's hilarious. But he just put crickets in a pan, and that's it.
Yeah.
Done.
Apparently... Kawhi Leonard has agreed to go on it.
Kawhi Leonard's going to eat some fucking sheep brains on there.
But yes, I will. I think we both agree with he or she that they should have. Everyone should be eating whatever the hell.
Yeah, everyone should do a skincare routine. Do everything that Serge is doing. Man looks good.
Yeah,
and he's playing great.
Sausage, Sausage-asaurus Flex.
No, Sagasaurus.
Oh, Saga.
Sagasaurus. That's a that Mississauga
makes,
man for
that
sure.
Makes way more sense. Sagasaurus Flex.
First of all, fantastic Twitter name.
Yeah, you win everything Sagasaurus just Flex. Based on that.
Fire.
Would you take on the GoDaddy curse for this year and next if it means we remove the curse from Norm and CJ this playoffs?
No, I'm not taking that shit on. My life is in shambles as it is. And put a GoDaddy curse on me?
I don't know. I don't even know what you could curse with
me. Do you
me.
Know how bad I play on Mondays on our basketball team?
Yeah.
Went 2 for 26
I mean,
without a curse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot to carry. That is a lot to carry.
No, I don't need that.
As much as I hate seeing it in our players, I don't want to live that myself.
No, CJ's got to live with this one until next year.
Yeah.
Got to figure it out, buddy.
DeVince, when will we first see Kawhi smile on the court when he's raising the finals MVP?
No, we're not going to see him smile on the court.
Never?
No, maybe when he retires. But like to that point, like he is way more, like he emotes way more than I thought he would.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've seen the cameras caught him like pumping his fist. You know what I mean? Like that's awesome.
Thomas S. If Casey was the coach instead of Nurse, what is the Raptors' record? 8-4.
I'm fine with that.
If the Raptors, Afrobeats Evangelist. Afrobeats Evangelist. If the Raptors were to win a championship, who would be the finals MVP? Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard or Kyle Lowry?
Kyle Lowry?
I'm going to go Kawhi Leonard. Pascal Siakam.
Pascal Siakam's your wild card? Hey, I'm going to even throw this out there. Fred VanVleet.
Fucking Serge Ibaka, the way it's been going.
I mean, we've got too many good players.
You got to give the whole team the goddamn
we've got
finals
too
MVP.
Too many players that are good. Mark. Is this?
It's Mark Mullings? Is Mark Mueller's?
Yeah.
That's first of all, this is my best friend.
It's your best friend from like childhood, right?
Mark, if you're listening, don't ever tweet. You have my phone number. Why don't you just text me this? You're going to tweet our podcast, you psycho.
We could just ask you when you're hanging out.
Yeah, I don't even know if you listen to this podcast. Mark, how do you even know what's going on, buddy?
Well, he asks, who becomes Kawhi's closest friend? Oh, because you guys are close friends. Out of the current Raptors roster, also, does Kawhi get along better with the players or the coaching staff?
Whoa. First of all, this is some shit Kawhi would do with his close friend. He would tweet them instead of texting them.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Call me, fool. You got my phone number.
That is a great point.
Norman, I think. I think Norman's going to be his best friend.
I could see that. I could see him being good friends with Ananobi as well, just because they're both reserved and quiet.
Yeah.
As a quiet person, I get that. You know,
yeah, and
you don't want
to be around another quiet
forced,
person.
Quiet, yeah, you don't want a lot of forced conversation.
Yeah.
You just want to just stand there and not say
anything. I agree. I think Kawhi is like he's that kind of person that wants to just, you know when you just can just chill with your boy and you don't say anything and it's not weird?
That's when you know when you're friends.
Yeah.
When you can drive for like 2 hours and not say anything.
And not get weird.
Yeah. So that, and then does he get along better with the players or coaching staff? I'm going to say coaching staff because...
Because you love fucking Nick Nurse, that's why.
I like Nick Nurse.
No, I definitely think he gets along better with the players.
Players?
Yeah, he goes to war with them every night if it's not a back-to-back. And then,
yeah, no, you're right. That makes more sense. I changed my answer. But Nick Nurse is still awesome. Joshua Chan, more Kobe slander, please.
Nope. Unnecessary.
What's he done lately? Nothing.
He definitely said if the Lakers don't win soon, he'll consider coming out of
retirement. Oh, yeah.
There's
God.
Something for you.
Jesus Christ, please don't. Anyway.
But do you think... do you think he could help LeBron if
no.
he legit came out
no.
of retirement?
What, chuck 60 shots a game?
You don't think he could be
nope.
Carmelo Anthony right now?
I mean, you or I could almost be Carmelo Anthony at this point, you know?
No, I can't. We cannot. We got the GoDaddy curse now. We had to take it from
right.
CJ.
Right, yeah. Kobe sucks. We all.
Do you think he's going to be in Space Jam?
No, we already went over this. We don't want those.
Just want to wedge it in there again.
Yeah, that's right. We already had some Kobe slander. There you go, Josh. Chad Hickney, you've got a photo, a jersey, and an autograph from any current or former Raptor. Who do you pick for each? Whoa. For the photo?
Photo, 100%. I'm doing Muggsy Bogues because it'll look normal. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
for some reason, the first guy that popped in my head was Akeem Olajuwon.
That's hilarious.
Think, if I could get a picture of Akeem in a Raptors jersey, and I'm wearing his jersey.
That's great.
I think I'm doing that. Muggsy Bogues is also an excellent pick. A jersey. Man, you tweeted the other day, which I think was a great idea.
You get a Siakam jersey?
Siakam jersey's looking...
He's, buddy, he's up there.
That's looking all right. I gotta say that.
Yeah. And it feels like we're not gonna trade him, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And then I'd say, I might honestly get a Kawhi Leonard jersey. even if like he doesn't
stay,
someone tweeted us about that idea where it's like, even if he doesn't stay, it's still kind of cool.
Still the greatest.
I still like that idea. Whoever tweeted that.
Yeah. But you can't wear it. You got to, that's one you got to frame and like keep and look at it. Right. Like, those were the good days.
And then, autograph. I'd like to get an autograph from
Pops Mensah Bonsu. Like a Jamario Moon autograph, please.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I would love one of those guys' jerseys, to be honest.
Jamario Moon?
Or Pops Mensah Bonsu.
I'm going to go for the autograph, Charles Oakley.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Yeah, I'd like to see Charles Oakley. Anthony DeRossi, when are you hitting the road again? Any shows in Ottawa, a.k.a. Oshawa? Actually, you're going to Ottawa for 2 weeks.
Going to Ottawa for 2 weeks, next week. There the 13th.
Absolute Comedy on Preston Street, absolutecomedy.ca. And it's shows every night, no? Even
Tuesday
Monday,
to
too?
Sunday,
oh,
yeah.
It's Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that later, but yeah. Sorry, what were the dates?
The 13th to the 25th or whatever.
Boom. November Absolute Comedy. 13th.
Holler.
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
You ready?
Barry Taylor. I'm in. I'm ready.
Let me preface this.
Yes.
By saying, I've said this before on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I've said it many times on stage. I've said it when I used to work in radio. I am absolutely of the belief that men and women are equal. Yep. In fact, I would even lean towards women being superior to men just in general.
Yeah, just better people.
I sincerely believe women should be in charge of more things, running our countries, in charge of companies. I genuinely believe if we had more women in power, we would all be in a better place.
Right. They can raise human beings.
Yes.
They can definitely
I sincerely believe that. I'll say that till the day I die. And I have said that leading up to this. Now, what this is about is because I made the tweet, not you. I did it about the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. Basketball, professional basketball, film, television, pro sports, stand-up comedy is not real world.
No.
This is completely separate from real world.
Right.
Real people doing real 9-to-5 jobs.
Yeah. The NBA, you can't apply. You don't drop your resume off.
Exactly. These are extremely, and the WNBA and the NHL.
Right.
And all these professional leagues, these are the upper elite minority.
Yeah, freaks of the world, yeah.
So this is not a normal scenario.
No.
So what happened was Wealth Simple is running a commercial during Raptors games that has one child's a boy, one child's a girl. You know what? Here, we're going to play the
commercial.
You know?
My first love
will be basketball.
By the time I was 11,
I was the best player in the city.
In the county.
In the state.
People are going to remember my name.
I'm going to make it rain.
I'll pull up from 30.
Thread the needle.
Razzle dazzle.
Set the table.
Splash.
Break the dishes.
I'll take my team to state.
All 4 years with a 4.0.
I'll go D1.
I'll go D1, no problem.
In college, I'll be third team All-American.
First team All-American, 3 times.
2 Final Fours.
3 straight Final Fours. Back to back to back.
I'll be Big East second team.
Big East player of the year. Most points in school history, most steals in school history, most free throws, most triple doubles, and minutes played.
And I'll get drafted in the first round. My rookie contract, $4 million.
My rookie contract will be $40,000.
Okay, so then it says, WNBA All-Star Skylar Diggins-Smith is fighting for fair pay. So what I tweeted was, can we let one WNBA team play in the NBA, mm-hmm. and if they win one game, they can complain about their wages?
Right.
Okay.
That's okay.
So first and foremost, this is comparing the WNBA to the NBA.
Right.
As this commercial was doing.
Right.
Right? It's saying that this boy's going to have an opportunity to make $4 million because he's going to the NBA. This girl's going to make it $40,000 because she's going to the WNBA. Skylar Diggins isn't down with that.
Right.
She's going for fairness.
Right.
Okay? What frustrates me about this stance, and there have been players saying, making remarks on social media when people like LeBron were getting the big contracts and that, you know, it's that the WNBA and the NBA, it's not a matter of gender.
Right.
It's two completely different businesses. One is insanely successful. It's one of the top grossing leagues on the planet, mm-hmm. right? The WNBA is a league that does not turn the same amount of profit and revenue
right.
that the NBA does. So to compare the two is not a fair gender equation. For instance, I do stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. If Maria Bamford, or when Maria Bamford comes to Toronto to perform, mm-hmm. she gets paid $5,000 a show.
Right.
I can't get $5,000 a show.
Right.
Maria Bamford doesn't get $5,000 because she's a woman.
Correct.
She gets it because she's incredible at what she does.
Mm-hmm. One of the best, yeah.
She's far, far, far better at what she does than I am.
And people want to go
see her. And people will pay to go see her, right. so she gets that money. It's not because she's a woman. And the thing that drives me crazy is whenever the WNBA is brought into the conversation alongside the NBA, it belittles every sort of positive thing that has happened with the women's movement, right? Like with the Me Too movement and right. like that women's march was one of the most gangster things I've ever seen in my life. It was amazing. I feel like the WNBA pulling the gender card and saying we should be making more money,
yeah,
and we're not because we're women.
But I think
does a disservice to everything that has brought forward this.
Right. But I think the argument is like, let's, you know what I mean? Like the NBA, you get drafted first and you make whatever, $4 million, like the commercials.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, drafted first, 40 grand.
Right.
But I think it is like, so the WNBA is making X amount of money and the NBA is making X amount of money and the players get like a share of that.
Right.
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 The share that the women are getting is not equal. And I think that's what it is.
Okay.
So it's like obviously they're not going to get paid $4 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because your revenue of your league is not generating that.
Yeah.
But you're getting whatever, like 15% when the men are getting 50%. They just want it equal.
To that, there's an article in Forbes where they're like, we don't actually know how much revenue the WNBA generates. They estimate right. a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the thing that just really frustrates me is this can't be treated as a gender issue because it is absolutely not a gender issue. And if it is something where they're saying the owners in this league are making way too much money and we deserve more of that money, then go after the owners.
Right.
Stop comparing yourself to the NBA players.
Right.
Say, look at these fat cat owners are pulling in millions of dollars on our hard work.
Right.
We want a piece of that.
Right.
That's what you do.
You don't like
say,
that.
Well, the NBA players make this much. We should get this much.
Right.
Because it just makes them look uneducated and it's frustrating because now all you're doing is giving license to idiots to sit there and mansplain shit on Twitter or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To suggest that.
I think we're mansplaining right now. Or man arguing.
Listen,
we need a woman, goddamn.
I'm defending myself because people are, you know, we're upset.
You're getting lit up on Twitter, buddy.
Yeah, that I said that. And it's, first of all, I mean, it's a joke, but whatever. And it wasn't saying women.
No.
It was saying WNBA and NBA. Let's make that extremely clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, first of all, I'm comparing the two leagues.
Girlfriend's going to beat the shit out of you when she gets home later.
It was funny because we were watching the game last night and I said this to her and she's like, no, that's ridiculous. But then I just kept going off and she's like, okay, now you're bothering me. Like, shut up or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just can't stand like them using the gender issue as the reason they're not making money.
Right.
Because it's not that. It's the product. And if it is the owners and these owners are sitting on millions of dollars or whatever they're sitting on money that you guys want, then go after the owners.
Right.
Say it's the owner's fault. We're getting fucked by the owners. Stop comparing yourself.
Yeah,
to the NBA.
It's basically like when the BMO Kids commercial came out, and you're like, "Why the fuck are you these kids talking to me?
Right.
What are you talking about?" You're just mad at the commercial.
It's the commercial, and it's just the fact that there are people that say, "No, this is what they want is they want a better percentage." But some people are like, "Well, they deserve more." It's like, first of all, the public doesn't know what the WNBA makes.
Right. So how do you know what deserve?
Yeah, the New York Times article said that 6 of the 12 teams lose money every season. So people to suggest that players deserve more money and there's money there, you don't know that. I don't know that.
Nobody. Is that a players union situation though? Like I'm trying like you're super mad at this commercial, right? Because you're like, what can we do about this? Like, what is supposed to happen then?
Yeah,
isn't that a player lockout situation?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They opted out of their thing, which is great.
Right. Cool. So they are doing something.
Yeah, yeah. They opted out at the end of October, which is cool. That's fine. But stop saying it's because the NBA makes or men make money. Like, this isn't like, yeah, if you're...
And who, Wealth Simple made that commercial? What is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like an online investment strategy thing to suggest.
So they got money for that shit.
That's the thing is they don't know, but like the WNBA has like a TV contract. They have, you know, endorsements and they have corporate, but no one knows how much that league is officially making. So for the people to come out and be like, no, the players deserve more. It's like, you have no idea.
We don't know that.
The only thing that's been published, there's a few stats like the TV contract and the fact that 6 of the 12 teams are not making money. It's not because of gender. There are basketball leagues around. There's a Canadian basketball league out east.
Right.
I don't know. I can't remember. They're not making money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you think that's because they're Eastern Canadians? No, it's because no one goes to the fucking games.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
I haven't seen the New Brunswick Hitmen.
Yeah.
Do anything.
Yeah, exactly. And it's to treat this as a gender issue for me is extremely frustrating because there are legit gender issues that need to be addressed and are being addressed. And then this just belittles what they're working at because now you're trying to, you know, pull that card. And there's people shat on me on Twitter, which is fine. That's cool. But this is what I would say. Who are your 10 favorite NBA players? Mm-hmm. Who are your 10 favorite WNBA players? If you can't name me 10 WNBA players, by your logic, you're sexist.
Right.
Right? Why aren't you watching that league? Because they're women? What's wrong with you?
Right.
You don't like women? You don't support women?
Right.
No, it's because you don't want to watch the league. That's fine.
Yeah.
You're allowed to. Yeah. You're allowed to spend your money and time how you want.
Right.
But just because I don't think that this is a gender issue doesn't make me sexist.
Right.
It really bothers me when this is put as a gender issue. If you're truly equal, if you're truly men and women are truly equal, this ain't about gender. It's about your shit. It's about what you're doing. Right?
Right.
Like, you know what's amazing to me is how there are so many female referees in the NBA right now.
Mm-hmm.
And no one talks about it. Like, if they blow a call, everyone's like, oh, fuck, ref. They're not like, oh, it's a chick. She doesn't know what she's doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're just like, oh, this ref sucks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's beautiful to me. Where there's genuinely, you're judging them based on their refereeing.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh. I know you, I you know what it's like, I know what you mean, man. But it did say fair. They want fairness. They don't want equal. Like, fairness is like, oh, the men are getting X, like, this percentage of the team. So you also should get that percentage, that fairness. Do you know what I mean?
But
the men should be getting like 50% of earnings and the women get 15% of earnings from your team.
But it's based on how much more money they're making. Like, you can't.
No, but the percentages.
If you went, say the WNBA gave their players 50% of their wages, they'd go bankrupt. Like, they don't have that money.
Well, that's. Lock it out, man. You gotta fight for that shit. But like that, it definitely should be fair.
Again, if the owners are making a ton of money and not paying these women fairly, go after the owners.
Right.
Go after the league. Stop using the NBA as an example.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stop saying, well, they get this, so we should get this. It doesn't fucking work like that. And it's embarrassing because it's so obvious it doesn't work like that. And it's not about gender. It's about people don't go and support your league.
Right.
Whether that's about you being a woman or not, whatever.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, it ain't about gender. It's about money. That's all it comes down to.
Right.
If this were about like teachers or doctors or lawyers, political figures, that's a problem. That's a real problem. Mm-hmm. The fact that there are cases like that where women aren't paid equal is like embarrassing as a whole, as like a society, or like us as a human race, that we're supposed to be civilized, but we pay women less for the same job is disturbing. Like, that is disgusting. And that's, I think, what really bothers me. And then to throw this WNBA and NBA conversation into that mix really upsets me because it's not...
I think it's cheapening the actual problems in the world.
Yeah, it ain't a real thing.
Right.
And it's entertainment, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a necessity.
No. You know?
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that tweet came from, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think you're against fairness, though. Like,
no,
right?
Of course not.
Yeah, but I think that's all that commercial was saying. Like, we just want to be fair. And I still don't understand, like...
No, but the way it's presented, though, where the kid's saying, I'm getting 40 mil or 4 million, and the other child is saying, I'm getting 40,000 or whatever, that's comparing the two. Like, it's not like saying...
It's directly comparing them, yeah.
Yeah, so it should be saying, our league made, or our owners are making $20 million a season, and I'm only getting paid $40,000. That's what you talk about. There, go get your fairness, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It ain't because... LeBron
that's not,
James
not a nice make, of a commercial there, Barry.
Well, but that's just what I'm saying, though, is like LeBron James isn't making the money because he's a man. He's making it because he's great at basketball.
Right.
Right. If there's a female that could do that, she should be making the same money. Yeah, for sure. But she's not. It's not the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
But
it's
that's
not,
what I'm saying.
Like, it's not a gender.
The LeBron James in the WNBA, whoever that is, she's not making anywhere close to.
Because the WNBA is not making anywhere close to what the NBA is making.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. So the tween is
directly...
She's like,
show that commercial to the players union, and yeah. Let's get going here.
The tweet was directly comparing the NBA to the WNBA.
And that set you off.
If anyone thinks that I am sexist...
You're absolutely not.
I'm not going to apologize.
No.
Because I firmly believe that the disparity or the difference between the NBA... And the WNBA has nothing to do with gender.
It's a product.
I think it has everything to do with the product and the business.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
There it is.
So there it is. Fucking so, but I mean...
Show people, the commercial to the union.
There's some, it just kind of sucks. It's like, oh, man. Like, I guess I get why it looks like that. But I'm like, I don't know. I just... to compare the two leagues is I think it does a disservice to the real wage gap and the real... issues with, you know, jobs that aren't based on entertainment,
right?
Because that's like a serious problem, and it's disgusting that it's not dealt with
in this
Western world. But
bigger fish to fry.
Yeah,
this is basketball. Was that on my TV?
To everyone that came at me, that's cool. That's I got no problem with that. But I would also say to you, when's the last time you went to WNBA game? I support women all the time. I support men.
Just not when they play basketball.
I don't support the WNBA. No, I do not.
Don't watch that, yeah.
I do not. Me, I also don't support the CFL.
Exactly.
It's not because they're Canadian, because I'm fucking Canadian.
Yeah.
But guess what? I don't give a shit about the CFL.
Yeah.
Same way I do not follow the WNBA.
Right.
I don't really care about hockey, to be honest. Guess what? Lacrosse? Couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean if they're, because they're guys, or I don't even know who plays lacrosse.
Well, now, Toronto Rock, baby.
You know what I mean? I don't go to that. It's not because of their gender.
They also don't make a lot of money, I'll say that
much. They
don't
give a shit.
The captain of the Toronto Rock taught at Agent Court Collegiate High School for a long time.
There you go.
My brother's gym teacher.
Boom. Do you think he's going to be like, hey, man, the NHL players are getting this much money?
Well, Simple didn't contact the Toronto Rock.
I'm an athlete. I deserve
commercial.
This much money. It's got nothing.
I
got
to make my own racket.
Yeah.
I'm so in the... I don't even know what the lacrosse stick is called. It's definitely not a racket, but...
I'd say stick, maybe.
Lacrosse stick. Got to make my own lacrosse stick.
I don't support the MLS. I don't... Guess what? I just don't care. It's not because they're men.
No.
I just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They could be men or women playing in the MLS. I'm still not going to go.
You don't give a shit.
Right? And also, you know, who gives a shit what I think? Well, a couple people.
I don't think they really care.
And that's the other thing. Okay, this is the last thing I'll say. Is also, like, I kind of, like obviously wrote it as a joke, but also kind of like, all right, here we go. Because I knew it's, like, it's just this day and age where people, like, a couple people, like, quote tweeted and, like, yo, look at this take. Like, trying to, like, throw us. That's why I specifically wrote that I wrote the tweet, not you. So you didn't have to deal with this shit. But it's, like, it's so much, like, people being offended and wanting to crucify people for offending them. And it's, like...
They just don't want to have a conversation.
Yeah, and I'm just, like, yo, I'm not apologizing for that tweet. I stand by it.
No.
The WNBA is not equal
to
the NBA.
Fucking pin that shit.
All right? Women are absolutely equal to men. And as I said earlier, I kind of feel like they're superior to men. But the WNBA is not equal or comparable to the NBA. And that's just the way it is. And to...
As a product.
As a product.
Right.
And to the people that are saying, well, the owners owe them money, I don't know how you know that, because the revenues, the revenues of WNBA are not public.
Right.
So if you got more info, you know, feel free to share. At the end of the day, I really don't give a shit, to be honest.
Way to go, Will Simple. Fucking sourberries.
See what I'm doing?
God damn it.
See what happened?
It's always the banking companies with the commercials that set us off.
They never stop, and now I'm getting lit up.
Six from a six.
Before we go, little shout out.
Let's shout it out.
This guy goes by Abnormalcy Bias, and he's hit us up with a couple good tweets lately. And the one most recent one was during the Sacramento game. He said, JV in 2 minutes of play, 2 points, one board, one assist. That per 36 GOAT continues his torrid pace. JV going for 48, 24, and 24 if nurse's orders keep him in all game.
There it is.
Nurse's orders.
Nurse's orders.
Nice little callback. Abnormal C Bias, thanks for the tweets. Hit that man up.
Shout out to you.
You got some good shit. Okay. It's going to wrap it up.
That's it. That's a good one.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who hit us up on Twitter. We'll be back before you take off for Ottawa.
Yeah.
2 weeks, though, starting next week. Absolute Comedy on Preston Street. Hit it up. You host and headline? Which way does it go?
I think I'm headlining the first week, so come that first week, and host the second week.
Nice. AbsoluteComedy.ca. Get tickets, showtimes, and all that. The club's amazing, too, by the way.
Come holler at your boy, man.
It's in Little Italy in Ottawa.
I'm going to try to drink all the Heinekens in the building.
You do a good job of that, by the way.
Pretty good, man. I cleaned out Absolute Toronto when I was there.
Well, wow. Really?
They had no Heinekens left on a Sunday. I mean, that wasn't all me, but...
Jesus, buddy.
Yeah, it was a problem.
Wow. Okay. So there's that. Hit us up on Twitter, at Talking Raptors. We're 11-1. Life is good.
81-1.
Let's go Raptors.